I'm Marion McPartland. Welcome to Piano Jazz. We're here in front of a live audience at the 2003 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Today, my guest is the captivating young singer and pianist Nora Jones. You all know that Nora swept onto the scene in 2002 with her Grammy-winning album, Come Away With Me. And since then, she's been touring and impressing music lovers everywhere with her cool, tender voice. I'm a great fan of Nora's, and I know all of you are too. So let's give a nice warm welcome to the wonderful Miss Nora Jones.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing here?
You invited me.
That's right, I did. Well, you look great.
We matched in our black shirts.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest thing that we have to think about is what shall we wear?
She called me and she asked, what are you going to wear? Yeah. We need to match.
Now, the first tune is one I wouldn't have thought you would know. It's such an old tune. Mean to Me. Where did you learn that tune?
I started singing it when I was playing in bars and restaurants. I think somebody asked me if I learned it, if I could learn it, or if I knew it, and I looked it up and I found it somewhere.
You know, if you played in bars and restaurants, you could learn all kinds of tunes. That's how I learned a lot of tunes.
Yeah, me too.
That and the BBC. Well, let's see. I see no reason why we shouldn't do that tune. What do you think?
Okay, let's do it.
Shall we do it?
Yeah.
Here goes.
You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why, but I stay home each night when you say your phone. You don't, and I'm left alone singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me?
How did you get started singing when you were a little girl?
I started singing in church choirs when I was about 6 or 7. And I always liked music, but when I really started singing was I started listening to Aretha Franklin and trying to sing like her, which didn't really work out, but it was really good practice, you know, just singing along to someone like that. And I got into jazz when I was about 11 or 12. My mom started taking me to shows, and then I started then trying to sing like jazz singers like Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan and Dinah Washington. That's kind of how I learned to sing, just by trying to imitate those people.
Well, how about piano? Because you play nice bluesy piano.
Oh, thanks. I started taking piano lessons when I was 7, and I quit after 5 years, and then I got back into it. I just liked it.
You're not taking lessons now, though.
I haven't. I probably should. I haven't taken lessons in a couple of years because I haven't really been home, but I think it's great to take lessons.
Well, but where's a better place to practice? On the job.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I've always done.
That's what I've been doing lately.
I mean, like, right now is a good time. What's the next? Let's see. What should we do next? One of my favorite tunes, Love a Man.
Yeah. I used to sing it. It's one of the first tunes I learned.
It's funny. I get surprised, actually, that somebody as young as you comes up with all these old tunes. You know, it sort of surprises me. But you've got great taste. You pick such good songs.
Oh, thanks. Well, to you and me, maybe. I think everybody
out there likes them.
They don't have a choice.
All right, Love a Man.
To bed with a prayer that you make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet, and he'll dry all my tears and whisper sweet little things in my ears, a hugging and a kissing. Ooh, what I've been missing. Love a man away. Can you be?
That was great.
That was fun.
That was a little bluesy, wasn't it?
Yeah. I haven't done that in so long. It's so nice to hear that song again. Do it again.
How do you, pick songs for a show? How do you know what you're going to do?
Well, nowadays, I mean, we do a lot of songs from the CD, but the CD's been out for about a year and a half, so we also do a lot of new songs that we've written, and we like to do a lot of covers. We do, like, country covers. Sometimes I do a standard, but we just try to pick songs that fit in.
So the next song, it would be a cover.
and a standard.
And a standard, wouldn't it? I could remember Nat Cole doing this tune, Walking My Baby.
I think that's where I heard it first, yeah.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want it?
I've got to get the key right. It's in key of G, right?
It's in G, yes.
Okay. Here it goes.
Okay. Gee, it's great after being out late, walking my baby back home. Walking my baby back home. We go along harmonizing this song, or I'm reciting a poem. Hours go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. He's afraid of the dark, so I'll have to park outside of his door till I hear. He says if I try to kiss him, he'll cry. I dry his tears all of the night, hand in hand to a barbecue stand, right from his doorway we roam. Each and then it's a pleasure again, walking my baby back home. Walking my baby back home. He
He says if I try to kiss him, he'll cry. I dry his tears all of the night. Hand in hand to a barbecue stand, right from his doorway we roll meets. And then it's a pleasure again, walking my baby, walking my baby, walking my baby back
home. I love the way we did that because it, you know, it wasn't the way we rehearsed it.
I know, we rehearsed it totally differently.
No, but you know, that's what's such fun about jazz. You can take something and do it a little differently. I mean, I could just tell by the way you were looking where you were going to go. You know, it was nice. I mean, you played.
It was fun.
Yeah, because
I'm glad it worked out okay. I was worried for a second.
Well, how could it not, you know? Well, there's more to come with Nora Jones live from the 2003 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. What can we do, like a nice ballad?
Well, my mom asked me to do this song because I used to sing it in high school and college, and I haven't done it in forever, so I guess we could do this song. Spring can really hang you up the most.
I like this one to play on it.
Never left the post. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes trees and flowers. Just to kill the lonely hours, spring can really hang you up the most. All winter long, the birds they twitter, twitter. I know the song. This is love. That spring is a bore. Doctors wise prescribed a tonic sulfur, and molasses was the dose. That didn't help a bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. grace is hard, but when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the moon.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Now, I see written here a tune by Duke Ellington. You must have studied Duke a little bit to dig up this tune, which... Mm-hmm. How did you find this tune,
Melanie? Well, I mean, everybody loves Duke Ellington, right? I love Duke Ellington, and there's a CD called Piano Reflections, and...
Was it solo Duke?
This song was solo. The whole CD isn't solo.
Oh.
But it's a beautiful CD. And I heard this song on there. And it was solo. And it really moved me. I thought it was beautiful. I got kind of obsessed with it one afternoon. And I learned it. And I really wanted to sing it, but it had no lyrics. So I was sort of inspired to write some lyrics because I really wanted to sing it. It's kind of sacrilegious, I know, to write lyrics to a Duke Ellington song. But I really love the song, so I thought I would, and hopefully it's okay. I hope he doesn't mind.
I hear it. This song needs a lyric.
It's just a beautiful song, and I wanted to sing it so bad.
Go ahead.
All right. The song is called Melancholia.
As I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all. I hear children playing, laughing so loud. I don't think of your smile. So if you
It's not only a beautiful song, but Duke would love that.
I don't know. I would hope so. I would cry if he didn't. Well, I know. I think he wrote that song for his mother, so it was kind of hard to put lyrics to it. I didn't really want to, you know, mess with it, but I just really wanted to sing it.
Oh, that should be on your next album.
We'll see.
Shouldn't it? Well, there's more in a minute with Norah Jones, live from the 2003 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, let's see, what have we... We've got something we can both do here, and I think this is one I wanted to hear you do, Tenderly.
Yeah, you chose this one.
And didn't we say we can do it in the key of A?
That's right.
Are you going to play on it?
No, I don't think I'm going
to
play on this one.
I want to hear her play more. She's so good, and she...
I'll just sit here, and if I might play, but you play it.
Trembling trees embrace the leaves tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in our sorrow. The shore was kissed by sea. Can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and held me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. Can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and they close me inside. You took my lips, you took my heart so tenderly.
I see something here that I said I would do, and that is a musical portrait of you.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's right.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I don't know.
How many people get that?
I don't know if it is.
By Miss Marion McParlay.
It's just sort of like, you know, thinking of what I know about you and as a person, and you know, just try to put it into musical terms.
Cool, I can't wait hear it. I'm going to sit over
you
there.
You want to go over there?
I'm going to go over there and listen.
Okay.
Coolest ever for me. That's great.
I I just had an idea. We were talking about the blues and I thought maybe we could do Summertime, because that is a blues.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
do you want
don't
me to
have to sing it? We could play it.
Yeah, we'll just play it.
I mean, we'll just let loose.
You want it? You sure you want me to sing it? Okay.
Summertime.
Thank you. There's more coming up. My guest is Nora Jones, and we're live from the 2003 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, let's see. What can we do? Easy living?
Yeah, you want to do that one?
I do. I'd like to do that.
Cool.
living for you is easy living. When you're in love, and I'm so much in love, there's nothing in life but you. I'll never regret the years I'm giving. When you're in love, and I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. For you. Baby, I'm a fool, but it's so much fun. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand. They just don't understand that living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're but you.
You must have been listening to Ray Charles. That was wonderful. I loved it. You can applaud it. Yeah. You know, we're having such a good time. I'm speaking for myself. I hope you're having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
Unfortunately, it all has to come to an end. I can't believe we've only got one more tune to do. Thank you for being so nice.
Thanks for coming.
We're going to wind up with a good old Gershwin tune, A Foggy Day in London, and you've got to really play more on this one.
Okay.
All right?
Was a stranger in the city, out of town with the people I knew. I had this feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do. The outlook was decidedly blue, but as I walked through the foggy streets alone, turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day in a London town had me low, had me such love. suddenly I saw you standing there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining, and through foggy London town the sun was shining, and through foggy London town the sun was shining. Everywhere.
Thank you so much. You've just been wonderful.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with host Marion McPartland and guest Nora Jones, recorded live at Ozawa Hall at the 2003 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Special thanks to Keith Eldar, Tim Martin, and Steve Colby. Special thanks also to the Rookwood Inn in Lenox, Massachusetts.